Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
22 years. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating our 23rd, kicking off our 23rd year of the Small Business Advocate Show. I may do 23 more, folks, if they can prop me up, and who knows what it's going to look like. I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with somebody who we couldn't have done without this. Steve Martin has been an abiding supporter. Like I can't even say the words to describe how important he's been and for me personally. Not just for the show. Steve, thanks again for being here. ProfitPro.us, folks, he can help you. He's an amazing SCORE volunteer. Hey, Steve, we're talking about stress. And you've got some ideas on how we can eliminate stress. We've established that stress is two kinds, the kind that everybody gets and the kind that you create for yourself. You have to identify which is which. So because that you have to deal with them differently, right? I mean, the kind that people that everybody gets. Those are fundamentals. The fundamentals will save you there, but the kind that you create for yourself, that might take some counseling, right, Steve? How do you prevent this? How do you deal with this? How do you get rid of it?
Well, Jim, once you've identified the source, the cause, the nature of the stress, you've got to make some decisions as to what you're going to do about it. And in some cases, circumstances are just beyond your control. You've either got to live with it or make a radical change in your circumstance. You got a bad customer that's driving you nuts. Maybe it's time to fire them.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a product line.
Or employee.
Not,
or employee.
Any... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've been there on that one, I'm sure. And if you have a product line that's not working out and sucking cash out of the business, you've got to sit down with trusted advisors and people and analyze it to the point where you've got to make a decision as to whether you need to, can it, change it, or just or move forward in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because we fall in love with what we're doing. Sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. the dream is what we're after, and sometimes the marketplace doesn't agree.
Well, and the marketplace is a moving train, yeah. And if you find a station that you love and you hole up in that station, well, the train's going to go right by you. You know, as you know, Steve, I like to tell people it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And that's what you're talking
exactly
about
right.
Is people who fall in love with how they do it. When the marketplace train goes by their station, they wonder. And then I hate to keep bringing in cliches, but I keep thinking about Spencer Johnson's book, "Who Moved My Cheese." You know, when the train leaves the station, it's taking your cheese with it.
That's exactly right. And you know what? Change is one of the greatest stress producers in the world.
Yeah,
having to deal with it or resisting it.
And that's the part that I mean when I say, Steve, if you can't deal with that, you don't need to be a business owner. That change is what everybody gets. Some people are more.
That's exactly.
Some
right.
people have their personal cornflakes together better than others, and they have to work on that harder. But the part I'm talking about is the kind that everybody gets. That no one's gonna. It's not a respecter of persons. No one is gonna avoid. The stress that everybody gets. That's the kind everybody has to deal with, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And it's compounded when you're a business owner because you have payroll to make.
Yep.
And it's your own at the very least, just to pay your own grocery bills. But now if you have employees or other people that are depending on you, you've got to hit that Friday deadline.
And the best way to manage that kind of stress, in my opinion, and you've taught us this, Steve, for over 20 years now, is to manage your business with the fundamentals, especially the financial fundamentals. Because you and I both know if you have enough cash and you've made enough profit, you can solve a lot of, you can cure a lot of ills. What do you think?
Oh, cash is a wonderful cure-all.
But those profits, the profits that you teach people so much about all the time, folks, ProfitPro.us, that's his website. Profits will insulate you better than anything from stress, won't it?
Absolutely. Yep, cash in the bank, good bottom line profitability assets. That's it.
That's your best. And those are the same fundamentals that'll keep the same stress everybody gets off of you. Hey, Steve, thanks again for 21, almost 22 great years. Come back soon. Let's do 21 more. What do you think?
You betcha, Jim. It's my pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, we couldn't do without him. I couldn't do without him. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.